I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If someone told me that spring is on the way, but it still kind of feels like the dead of winter to me. It's a little gloomy out there, folks. I think we can all feel that some things are shifting. All around us, things are changing at a rapid pace, and with that comes confusion, chaos, and the covering over of the light of truth and justice. A winter's gloom has come even as we are approaching the inbreaking of spring, and that's a strange feeling. It's hard. It's hard to know what to do. It's hard to know how to live. The church has always been at the mercy of the shifting sands of culture, but these days feel different. And I've heard just how despairing you've become from so many of you. How scared and afraid. There is a feeling of hopelessness and helplessness that I have sensed growing out there, and I'm afraid that it's threatening to take root inside sacred places like this too. As a pastor, I don't think I have ever had so many folks come to me with a similar sense of growing despair. So what that tells me is what we need now more than ever is a piercing light to guide the way through this shroud of gloom. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." The disciples lived in a world of gloom, enshrouded by death. They lived in a world of suffering, of abject pain and horror on the side of the road as you went to the market to get your bread and your fish. They lived in a world bereft of goodness and comfort. Yet here on this holy mountain, they saw the light that they needed, piercing the clouds of gloom so that they could see that there was indeed a better tomorrow waiting for them, and not just for them on that mountain, but ultimately for the whole wide world. These disciples, though, they were broken men. They were constantly on the edge of losing it. They were always struggling to keep up with the way of Jesus. And yet, here they were, the ones allowed and chosen to see the goodness of Jesus Christ on full display. It didn't matter how eloquent they were. What mattered was that they were up on that mountain with Jesus, and he chose to show them his light because that's who he is. He's somebody who shares his goodness and his light with anybody and everybody who suffers under clouds of gloom. He is the light bringer who draws our eyes up from the dirt to see his goodness and his light. He's the one who helps us see, even when the sun and the stars have been blotted out by hopelessness. He's the one who helps us know that goodness will win when all we see on display in our world is horror. He's the one who's going to take us out of this gloom, set us on a firm foundation, and lead us into a promised land of a better tomorrow. That is Jesus, the light bringer, who brought the light to his disciples when they needed it then, and who brings it to us right now. You see, now, more than ever, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus and draw hope from him, as if we are drawing water from the most ancient well. Now, more than ever, we need to point people to this Jesus, our guiding light, our North Star. We've got to rise up from the dirt and see through the gloom to find this light and focus on our source of goodness and hope, ensuring that the chaos and the horror in the world around us just ain't going to break us. In this world of gloom and pain and uncertainty, Jesus Christ is still our light. He's our love. He's our hope. He's our joy. He's our peace, always and forever. He's the best thing we have right now and the best thing we will ever have. No matter how thick the cloud of gloom and pain is outside, nothing can change that about Jesus Christ. See him even now and know that he has given this light to you. Follow him. Follow him as your North Star in this world. Live your life like he does. Ensure that to the best of your ability, everything you do reflects this magnanimous love and mercy. Point to him and help others to see his goodness and his radiance. Point to him and help others to see their own goodness and glory. Point to him so that everybody who's scared and afraid of being dehumanized and brutalized, we'll know that there are people out there trying to make this world something we can be proud of. Point to him so that people can direct their ears to him, so they can hear the words of affirmation and love they need instead of the dehumanization being enshrined in our legal systems and encoded in our culture once again. Point to him. So that the gloom will not win. Open your heart. Tear yourself open if you have to, so that the light flows out from you and into everybody around you. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord. Spirit. See, even now, you are being transformed right where you are. You may not feel it. You may not know it. You may resist it with every fiber of your being, but this Spirit is working on you to bring forth from you the best, the brightest, the most hopeful, the most powerful, the most faithful version of yourself you can be. You may not see it right now. You may not feel it. But that's what's happening. You are being remade into something glorious, something luminous, something powerful. You can resist all the evil on the ascendancy, but first you must look up and look alive, because the light is coming, friends. Look up, because you were not made to stare into the dirt and have your eyes held captive by horror. Look alive, because Jesus Christ, the Liberator, is at work around you, though you might have to look harder to see it right now. And never forget that the light is coming, and it just might be coming through you. Shoot, the light's already here, y'all. It is already in you. Just let it out. Let it out and let the world know that tyranny's gloom is not going to have the final word. Amen.